Rachel Faye, lovely to meet you both. Now, can you first of all just tell me a little bit about what the musical's about?
The musical in general is about a group of girls who, at the age of 16, are very, very close friends. And they are close friends through being friends and through music, the music of a band, a particular band. And for this production, that being Take That. There is an interesting twist in the middle that we're not going to tell you about, and that then goes on to meeting them 25 years later. And that's the crux of the show. And in and around that, we have the music of Take That, which is what inspires our lives, really.
Faye, would you say?
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. And it's just like shows like the true friendship between them all and like how that evolves. And then it's so nice to see them later on in life as well. Yeah, and the music just coincides with it all. It's really nice.
And are your characters fictional? Are they based on real people from Take That's life?
Not from Take That's life, necessarily. The story might be based in and around something that has happened, but not through Take That's life, no. Not through their band. It's a story that has been developed, used with their songs, or the lyrics of their songs in mind, to incorporate the two. The story is loosely based on something that has happened, and then they've incorporated the story and the use of those songs in and around it.
Okay, and there was a real Rachel?
No, she wasn't called Rachel.
Okay.
So for that purpose, those names have been changed, but the story itself did take place.
And are you both fairly new to musicals, or have you worked in them before?
I've worked with Tim on a musical before. I was in Sheffield and then we did a tour. I did his musical of This Is My Family. We started working on that originally in 2011. And then we performed it. We originally opened it in Sheffield and then toured with it. So, but this is only my second musical, really, my second, yeah.
For you, Faye?
I trained in musical theatre, then I went to drama school, so this is like completely new to me. It's my first musical. I normally just do like straight plays, but it's been a lot of fun and I've learned a lot. Yeah.
I was going to say, what's it like working with the likes of Gary Barlow and Take That?
Brilliant. No, really good, because like you listen to their songs and you don't, it's quite surreal sometimes, because you come into work and you're rehearsing to their songs and then they come in and they inspire you, because they've been telling us stories of like from their fans and how they've dealt with that. And then obviously there's little bits in the play where we kind of are the fans, and it's like it's nice to hear that, so you're able to show the truthfulness of it.
I think as well, hearing their songs in a totally different light is a new, we've all sing along to them, but then when you put it to a story such as this, all of a sudden those songs take on a totally different meaning for you, and you listen to them in a totally different way. And they've been really heavily involved, you know, they're in the rehearsal room a lot, and they'll sort of make a comment about that, when we wrote that, never in our wildest dreams did we think it would ever be used against this. I look at them in a totally different way. Now, for me, they do feed a story rather than it's just something you sing out loud to, you know, totally different now.
So after touring the UK for a year and this musical gets to the West End in 2018, how does it feel to be embarking on a West End journey? Because it's pretty exciting.
It's hugely exciting that the prospect that we may just, with you know every will in the world and bone in our body that we have, is that where we're going to end up. We know it'll, I think we're pretty safe to say that it'll be a success on tour. It's a beautiful show. It covers everything and it's not what you're going to expect. And I think that's what's really important, that people are coming to see a story. It's not a story about Take That, but it is a story that it involves them. And that's massively important. It's a beautiful story. Tim's written something incredible, and I think they will come away feeling like they've still had their piece of Take That, but they've come away with something that, you know, if one of the people that comes to see this contacts a mate they've not seen for a very long time, that would be a really lovely story.